Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's a veteran journalist, former commodity trader. That means he's not warm-blooded. He's cold-blooded, and I think he's a recovering commodities trader, and he's one of the top experts on the Pacific Rim, especially China, folks. And he's a New York Times best-selling author. His book, China Inc., is a seminal work on that topic. And also, Shackle Gray, still one of my favorite books. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, so glad. Thanks for that generous introduction.
Well,
a lot of news, Jim. Wow.
I know it. So regardless of what happens from now on, and folks, we're talking about the North Korea-U.S. summit that happened in Singapore yesterday. Regardless of what happens from a day forward, history has already been made, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, Nixon went to China. And at the time Nixon went to China, China was in the midst of the Cultural Revolution. We didn't even know how repressive the country was.
Right.
And, you know, the U.S. strategy, the long-term strategy there was to fold China into the community of nations that had mm-hmm. some sort of global rules and so on. And in a lot of ways, we're reaping the fruits of that success, and we're struggling with that success, too, because China's become even kind of a bigger player in the community.
They're all grown up now, aren't they?
they're all grown up, and they have all of the kinds of concerns that we had in 1972. And, you know, there's a lot of comment about, you know, what could the future of North Korea be under this? And I've just been noticing the tenor of some of that comment is, oh, well, you know, it's not going to be business as usual. North Korea won't change. And I think the world always forgets how fast countries can change
right.
if they want to change.
Right.
And North Korea has something that China did not have, which it has a highly motivated half of a divided nation, which mm-hmm. is willing to rush in with capital and expertise, and it's, you know, South Korea is one of the world's most incredible economies
right.
in really every measure, and they have family members in the North. They have an emotional reason to go in. They have
right.
economic reasons to go in, and any kind of opening that this denuclearization or what the veneer of denuclearization allows
mm-hmm.
Is going to open a floodgate into that country.
I heard a man speaking about. I heard a man being interviewed, who was the guy who put installed telephones in North Korea. He did the telephone installation, the landlines in North Korea. Prior to him, and I'm talking about fairly recently. Prior to that, people in North Korea had no hardwire lines in their houses, and they didn't have mobile phones because they don't have a mobile network over there that everybody can use, so they couldn't even talk to their family members across the country.
Well, North Korea could be one of the fastest growing economies in the world for a decade or more, and still be one of the world's poorest economies.
Right.
The base is so low there. But just looking at the example of Burma, of other tough places, Indonesia in the 60s and so on, I think one thing people always discount is the vast opportunity that rising liberalization, investment,
right.
and so on, provides for the power elite in those countries, for generals to get rich, for leaders to get rich, for collective powers to get rich. And that is one of the secrets of economic growth.
Right.
you these countries begin as kleptocracies.
But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, because I'd just like to stay for a minute on the fact that what happened this week was historic. An American president met with the leader of North Korea for the first time in an amicable and apparently successful gathering and meeting. They actually signed a document that spelled out what, including the denuclearization of North Korea, but without removing the sanctions until that happens. That's got to be seen as a huge success story for President Trump. What do you think? Last thoughts, quickly.
Yeah, I'm. For me, the game's still afoot. I don't know. I mean, both of these leaders.
Up to now, you got to give. Come on, Ted. You got to give him credit for what's happened up to now.
Oh, I think it's good. I'm very much in favor of it. I think both men are difficult characters.
I'm telling you, I'm giving you credit right now. Stand by. Here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.